This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Daniel manning the controls. Daniel doesn't like our show intro, does he? Todd, do you notice that? It just disappeared.
What's the deal with that?
It's just gone. It's just like, and I'm sitting there enjoying it, thinking, waiting for the world to change. Daniel, do you not like it, or do other shows fade out their intro music right away so you adopt it? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Very few people know what I'm even talking about right now. They heard the music. It was there. It was fine. So Daniel will answer the calls when you give us a ring at 258-0550. What'd you say, Daniel? I heard all right. Oh, Todd has not worked out yet. All right. You and Todd work, do the workout and let us know when you're done doing the workout. 800-228-0550. It's all my fault. See, I'm talking to them and trying to fix stuff. 701-258-0550. Are those in your speed dials? Now, Fridays mean a couple of things. One, we try and have a little fun. And, you know, through the election, we had so much to do, so much to cover. Not easy, right? So Fridays weren't always as fun as they should be. They were a little heavy, if you will, with the kind of news and information. But I can't quite decide what kind of Friday fun to have today, so I'm going to lean on our fine listeners. Okay? Yeah. You, fine listeners.
Always a good choice.
You think so?
Always.
So I was thinking, you know, I have kind of a hankering for a really good burger. I haven't had a burger in a long time. Been relying more on the sandwich thing and the pizza and the pasta and the occasional salad and but a burger. Where do you think the best burger in North Dakota is, Kevin?
New Leipzig, North Dakota. I haven't been there in years, but on our way to Sturgis, we used to stop down there and they had this like full on pounder burger. Huge burger.
Ginormous.
Right down in New Leipzig.
Is that right?
At the cafe in New Leipzig.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, get out.
You know a burger with the name The Tunner.
The Tunner.
Is nothing to mess with.
They eventually did get the half Tunner so you don't go so overboard because it's tricky to eat that without it kind of falling, you know, through your hands. But it's worth it, though.
I'll have the half Tunner. I'm on a diet. Can I get a Diet Coke with that, please?
Yeah, I was gonna say somehow it doesn't sound like a diet food, does it? But it's worth jumping off the bandwagon for one trip at the fair, anyway.
So anyway, we could do the best burger. That'd be fun Friday, right? And we're gonna give away two MyPillows, one this hour and one next hour to a first time caller. So you want to be the first time caller. There's sometimes confusion over this because sometimes we are inundated with first-time callers and people think they all get a MyPillow. But Mike Lindell wouldn't be able to make enough for the first-time callers on What's on Your Mind Fridays if we were to do that. So the first-time caller of this hour, the first-time caller of next hour, MyPillow on us. And you pick them up at your choice of the Fargo or Bismarck Studios. Simple as that. Okay, so what else besides a burger? Todd, I picked the burger category. What else would you, we're asking the listeners to tell us what they, what they want in the way of Friday fun. Would it be to ask the listeners where the best burger is, or would it be to do what?
Best Nephila.
Oh, my gosh.
Hands, I got that Kroll's Diner. Hands
I'm voting for Todd's. I'm voting for Todd's. Because I want to
where
know,
is it? Where's yours?
You think it's Kroll's Diner?
Kroll's Diner's mine.
I don't know. I've had some at that. I never remember the place, the name of it. Todd always helps me out there. Hey, man, Dan.
Freed's?
Yes, Freed's. Thank you. Yeah.
I'll vote that.
Freed's has really good Nephila, too. But I've not really branched out on Nephila much beyond... where did I have some Nephila the other day? It was horrible.
That was soup I got to learn how to make.
Horrible Nephila.
But, you know, I even did a show down at the pizza place in Linton, and they had Nephila. So, I mean, that's a North Dakota thing right there. If your pizza place has Nephila soup, you're in North Dakota.
Nice creamy Nephila. Boom.
If you're, let me get my mind around that. If your pizza place is where you get Nephila soup, you're in North Dakota. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You might be from North Dakota if.
Because a pizza joint also sells Nephila soup.
And Lefse. And Lutefisk.
Yeah.
Now, Lutefisk is just for special occasions. That's not like an everyday thing. Not anymore, anyway.
True.
That's just the big boat ride over here.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys enjoy a Tom and Jerry during the holidays? Do you get the batter and do the
I assume you're talking to drinking at a cartoon.
Yeah, the cocktail. Yeah, the beverage. I love Tom and Jerry.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Oh,
so
my.
Here's what we'll do. We'll go with both, okay? We'll go with both, and you can tell us whether your favorite... Where are your favorite Nephila soup? And please lead with that one so I can make some good notes. Where is the best Nephila soup? We want to know. And if it's a pizza place, we will not shame you here. We will just, you know, welcome you to North Dakota. We're not going to shame you, but I think it's fantastic. It's a pizza place. I wish I could remember where I had some Nephila soup that was anything but Nephila soup, because I would out them right here on the radio. Like Nephila. Oh. You know what?
Fake that. Either do the real thing or don't do it at all. Don't do a bad one.
It was a Fargo Mall. I'll say. That's all I'm going to say.
A Fargo Mall.
Yeah, I don't know that I remember the place anyway, but I just would shy away from...
I would assume it wasn't Sears, since that's gone anyway now.
In a Fargo Mall. Yeah. Malls, they are changing. Sears is gone, is now a Best Buy. What used to be a Best Buy is now empty, and Best Buy is now reserved. You can't even keep up with it. Don't even try. They're flat out crazy. Flat out crazy. A couple other things we can talk about today on the program. One is the whole Michael Cohen thing. We have some really smart listeners here. The audience of What's on Your Mind is savvy. They're news junkies. They're paying attention. They're keeping on top of all this. We're having more issues with the audio again?
As my son said, the What's on Your Mind listeners are... Oh, sorry.
What did you say, Todd?
I was going to say understatement. Not to mention the fact that, you know, listeners are texting me wondering, what the heck? But they say, make your own Baker Boy dough at Hornbacher's freezer section and use the recipe on that. So that was a kind of an unexpected direction in which the vote would go.
You're saying recipe for a Nephila soup?
Yep. Get the Baker Boy dough at Hornbacher's freezer section and make it yourself with the recipe on the package.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that is right. You know what I would say? I would say anything made in North Dakota, as Baker Boy is, and then made into Nephila soup, is going to be high on the list. Now, that takes a little, it takes a little more work, though.
Sure, but...
Right?
Good things do take a little more work.
Best Nephila Mandan truck stop, says Jason.
Ooh, there you go.
The Freeway 47 Rolling Hills restaurant, that one? Must be.
Truck stops always rock with the food. If I've ever had bad food at a truck stop.
Boy, you guys are even sounding worse now. I didn't know that was possible.
How about you tell folks about that Rate My Pillow they have?
Okay, you guys just sound like Megatron now. Okay, yeah. This is a dump them. Gene in Valley City, a burger idea? What's on your mind? Gene? Do we have Gene?
Valley City.
Yeah, that's what I said, Valley City.
Your audio is, you know what that is.
Yeah, we know. We're working on that. We dump Scott out. They're working on their...
You haven't hit the big one on Nephila soup yet.
Okay, where is it?
Napoleon Livestock on Thursdays.
Oh, sure. I've done the show over there, and you're right. They do have killer Nephila soup. You bet.
Okay. Then I wanted to talk about hamburger, but I wanted to talk about what goes into the hamburgers.
Okay, what do we need?
Well, they're selling call cows in Harriet, South Dakota for 35 to 45 cents a pound.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're not going to get that out of your groceries section there. They'd go broke if they did.
What I'm trying to say is the soybean guys aren't the only guys that have something to cry about.
Yeah, I know. It's getting tough there.
This cow-cow thing is a bad deal. Eat some hamburger. Thanks for taking my call.
Eat beef. It's once for dinner. Thank you, Gene, Valley City. Guy in Goodrich, and hopefully we can get to Scott and Kevin back. It's What's On Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Microphone doesn't work. You need a really good night's sleep, ladies and gentlemen. Really good night's sleep. It's working now, though, isn't it, guys? I know. Yeah. We've got the.
You wouldn't spend all your microphone money on Nephila. You wouldn't have this problem.
Well, I'm sorry. I spend all my money on Nephila. That's what I do. For crying out loud. Anyway, the My Pillow mattress topper makes any night's sleep good enough. You can take whatever comes. whatever the, you know, the microphone's short out while you're moving, or, you know, the Netflix soup's a little too hot, whatever. You're going to just be in a better disposition to take whatever comes your way on that particular day. So here is the deal. Our listeners get a very special deal. They just told us the other day, we're letting it go a little bit longer, but it can't go forever. We're going to have some point here we're going to have to dial that back. So that tells me it's a good time for you to get yourself a mattress topper at 30% off. Two pillows thrown in, which is a nice deal as well. The standard My Pillows are part of that deal. And really, there's no risk because it's a 60-night. You sleep on it. You decide, do I like it, do I not? If I don't, send it back. 10-year warranty. So if at any time you think, it used to be okay, but it isn't now, boom, send it back. It's guaranteed. It's really simple. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the good deal. Or you can call 800-506-9028. Okay. So a couple of questions on the table. I was just starting before my issues before the break to suggest a couple of questions that I had. We do want to know where the best burger or the best Nephila soup is. Okay? And we're compiling a list, so let us know. We also have a reward for one first-time caller this hour and one next hour. Couple of questions. Smart audience we have here. I know that very well. What do you make of what's going on right now with Robert Mueller in the investigation? What do you think is happening right now? Specifically the Michael Cohen thing. And just so you know, Michael Cohen is in more trouble because he lied to Congress about a Russian project that the Trump family was working on. He said it stopped in January of 2016, and evidently it stopped in June of 2016. So he was off by 6 months, and now he's in trouble, and evidently possessed that information. So they have him in a lie. What many of the media don't tell you is it doesn't much matter. A presidential candidate isn't required to shut down his business to run for president. Now, if he becomes president, he does. And as President Trump has said, look, we develop hotels all over the world. What is amazing to me in every one of these little quote-unquote bombshells that the media freaks out about is the way they're reported always acts as if there's some nefarious wrongdoing behind it. In the case of a Russian hotel, there's nothing illegal about a presidential candidate doing an international hotel project. Nothing. He can do that up till the time he's president. Doesn't make a lot of the reports. But Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, lied. It's bringing Russia back into it. Russia, 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 Russia. I just want your 30,000-foot view on what's going on here. How do you put the pieces of this puzzle together? I want to know. Because it's fascinating, and it is complicated. There's a lot of moving parts there. There really is. The mess at the border continues as well. Some people are getting upset that more isn't being done quicker, even by Trump, regarding this whole mess. It has become a little too PC. I don't know that I'm in that camp yet, but I'd be interested in knowing what you think. I see they found individuals in the caravan with HIV, three with TB. You know they're going to be, you know, again, some health issues there. Sadly, that happens. We've had that with refugees. And they arrested an MS-13 member. So reports of MS-13 infiltrating this must be true. All right. So we have a caller from Mandan, first-time caller, so we're going to have a MyPillow for you. And this is the MyPillow of the hour. We'll have another one next hour. But you're also going to talk a little bit about Mr. Mueller. Is your name Dallin? Is that right?
Dalen.
Dalen. Okay, Dalen, how are you?
We're doing great.
Fantastic.
We're from the big city of Mandan, and the best burger is on my kitchen table. My wife does a good job. She puts some cracker crumbs in them and barbecues them, and they're great.
My mom used to put cracker crumbs in burgers. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, so you get like a little kind of a breading effect in the burger, right?
There you go.
Yeah, because they're not crunchy anymore. Yeah.
There
all right,
you go.
Well, we're coming to your house for burgers. What do you want to say about Mr. Mueller?
You know, I am sick and tired of this, and I'd like to know what the truth is. And to me, that Mueller is something that's carrying. I think we need a new attorney general, somebody that will come in there and get some pressure on him to get this thing resolved.
See,
I think saying that that Russian invest. There's nothing. All the stuff that we hear has absolutely nothing to do with the Russian collusion.
I know. It's a game. It's you're trying to create a bunch of noise and say Russia, 50 times per newscast, and therefore get people to think it's about Russia. I totally agree with you. So you think the attorney general, by the way, we have an interim attorney general right now, who's, I think, part of the plan of the president replacing Sessions when he did was for this guy to ride herd better on Mueller. He's obviously going to be a little politically damaged, can't stay there, but that's a perfect job for an interim FBI director. But your bottom line is get in there and get a little tougher, huh?
Get a little tougher, make things happen. How long can something like this go on and not have any resolve of any kind on coming to some kind of resolution?
Right.
They've had, a couple of years at it now? I've been a self-employed individual. Things got to happen. Things can't take that long. And are they going to make a lifetime career out of this thing or what with Mueller?
Good points, Dalen. Thank you for that. Hang on a moment because Daniel's going to get your full name so we can slap a sticker on a pillow that is right now in Todd's office. But soon we'll be at the front desk of KFYR 3500 East Rosser for you to pick up, okay?
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your program. I listen to it frequently.
Thanks so much, Dalen. Now you got to call again. That's the deal with first-time callers. That just is to break the ice. Then you're in regularly, okay?
Okay, it's a little different. It's kind of a little nerve-wracking, but that's all right. We'll live through it.
Yeah, you did fine. I did fine. We're all good. Everything, nobody got hurt. This is perfect. So let's try it again. Thank you, Dalen. Appreciate it very much. Here is a listener east of Dodge. Steven, what's on your mind?
Best burgers I've had is at the Crosby Blue Line Club Rink Burgers.
With that big, massive rink there in Crosby, I've been there too. You're talking about the concession stand
hockey
they fry them up?
Or hockey parents.
Oh, the hockey parents cook them up in the concession stand there. Wow. Only when there's hockey games probably, though, right?
Well, yeah, usually.
Hang on, Stephen, if you have more to say. We'll chat after the break here. Don't go away. More on What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Mexican President have all signed documents concerning a new trade deal for North America. They signed them at the G20 summit as it began in Buenos Aires, Argentina this morning.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement, modern-day agreement.
The agreement still needs to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, Mexican lawmakers, and Canada's parliament. President Trump reacting to reports that he considered giving Vladimir Putin a penthouse as part of a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign, tweeting this morning he only lightly looked at doing that building, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project, end quote. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Todd, I don't know, burgers, Nephila soup, Robert Mueller, we're talking about whatever you want to talk about here today. You know,
sure,
making
them sound like work, or one of those sounds like work, and two of those sound like fun, but...
Don't they, though? Yeah. Which one was work?
I think that would be Robert Mueller.
Oh, well, yeah. You tired of it? Are you getting a little weary?
No, I'm just saying it sounds more like a work thing than a strictly fun thing.
I was trying to have some fun today on the program. We're just trying to have some fun.
There you go.
That's right. Have a little fun with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Best burger in town. Best Nephila soup in town. What's on your mind? A few My Pillows. Life is good. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, if we keep an all-of-the-above energy strategy, it has to include coal, obviously, but that is how we keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. And North Dakotans feel this way. North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts at research and development to get to near-zero emission technology, part of the ensuring the energy future is secure, protect our economy. And meanwhile, you have good-paying jobs, you have personal income of $1 billion, you have economic impact in the billions, $100 million annually in taxes going into the state coffers. It all works. Find out more how to support this good industry at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, Stephen, I don't think was quite done. Then we got Guy in Goodrich, David in Minot, John in Washburn. Actually, he's ahead of David in Minot. And then we'll just keep going down the line here. Stephen, what's on your mind? Tell me more. You're about to say something else after we talked about the best burger joint there at your...
Yeah, you can thank me for helping warm the weather up. Here's some liberal logic. I run an extra quart of oil in my diesel so it smokes more to promote man-made global warming.
You do, huh? So you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen now. The global warming police are going to be at your door.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't sound too worried, Stephen. All right.
We'll come out. It'll be fine.
And that's the first time I called today. Do I get a pillow?
We do one first-time call time, a pillow an hour.
First time you called today?
Or today is the first time you called. Those are kind of different statements.
No, I called before, but said I called today. I'm playing on your words.
Yeah, all right.
I'll catch on to that. Okay.
I'll watch my words a little more carefully. Stephen, you take care. Thanks for listening. Guy and Goodrich, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I'd just like to make the point that global corporations pose a clear and present danger to our constitutional republic, and this was backed up by Sebastian Gorka, a very hardline conservative member of the Trump administration. Recently, he was on the Buck Sexton show. Buck asked him who he thought or what was the greatest threat to America. Mr. Gorka said it was the communist regime that runs China. Then he talked about Google, of course, a global corporation, and how they're helping this communist regime in China set up a social credit system. It's like a financial credit score, but it's based on your comments or Chinese American or Chinese people's comments on social media, whereby if people in China say or do anything that the communist regime disagrees with, then their social credit score goes down, and they use that information to punish their people. And unfortunately, most of America's biggest corporations have partnered with China's communist regime. This has resulted in the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the world. Trillions of dollars of capital technology flowed from America to communist China. But if you think about it, that's not really surprising, because large global corporations are structured very similarly to the communist regime, meaning they are dictatorships run by a small board of directors. So when we talk about the free market and we talk about corporations, we must look at the actual facts about how this so-called free market is working, meaning these global corporations partner with dictatorships like communist China. They pose a threat to our constitutional republic. So in their minds, obviously, the free market means a market free from the legal and moral constitutional constraints imposed by our Bill of Rights in our Constitution. So when we talk about corporate power in America or North Dakota or farming, let's keep in mind what Google and Apple and all these large global corporations are doing that pose a direct threat to our values and our freedoms as a constitutional republic.
I think that's very good advice, Guy. I appreciate that call. Interesting that Sebastian Gorka identified that as the top threat. Of course, his former Trump administration official helped in the campaign, and wicked smart guy for sure. Very interesting comments. Thank you, sir. John in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just wanted to address two things briefly. The Mueller thing. I mean, if you look at the sources, the leaks, everything else, then, it's, to me, clearly nothing less than a coup, an overthrow of a duly elected president, an attempted overthrow. And as far as a recent amendment passed in North Dakota here that would alter the Constitution, in case there's a patriot lawyer listening, to my way of thinking, it violates the First and Fourth Amendment off the bat. Free speech, those in the church, and the Fourth Amendment for them to seize the records of the contributors. So I'm just...
Yeah, I think that thing is going to be in court for a long, long time, John. It is, ACLU joined that huge coalition of groups. You had churches and charities and, so I've been asking, like, what now? And all I hear is litigation, pending litigation. So I think there'll be challenges all across the board, and there should be, because that thing's a disaster. I also think we have to reform how we put these things on the ballot. You can't put something on the ballot and have somebody read a paragraph and think they're voting yes on mom and apple pie when it's ridiculous. Look, the people behind Measure 1 wanted to accomplish one thing, another way to win. They couldn't do it at the ballot box. The Democratic Party has darn near extinct in North Dakota. So this was a way to say, let's go and entangle Republicans into all kinds of a mess. Now, ironically, they'd have to live by it later as well. But it's a 11th hour effort. It's just a way to have a bunch of witch hunts. That's what it is. Totally. Yeah. So I hope they're able to fix it.
And with the two-tiered justice system, you say they'd have to live by it too. Well, we'll see about that, since justice only seems to, or injustice only seems to run one way these days.
Well, good point, John. Good point, because to your points earlier, this whole thing with the leaks and everything else looks to be like, a bunch of fabrication. Meanwhile, okay, who paid for the dossier?
Exactly.
During the campaign, you know, how did the dossier get to the Justice Department? How are there criminal charges from it? How is the FISA court hoodwinked with it? I mean, go right down the line. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then Hillary. I mean, if we're concerned about Ivanka Trump's, you know, emails, what about the bleaching and what about the you're storing them in the basement of the of their private residence? What about you know what am I trying to say? The
the homebrew server.
The homebrew server, but there was something else. Well, classified information is what I was trying to think of.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
I mean, all the classified emails that she had that were identified. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and the buying of the dossier from shady Russian. And I mean, like, you know, justice only runs one way, and it's not even justice. And then that false document was used to get these warrants. So this goes all the way up. It's truly frightening.
Yeah, and it's got to be a coup. You're exactly right. It has to be. And why wouldn't it be? I think there's Republicans in on the coup. I think the swamp is scared to death. If Donald Trump succeeds in saying, here's what I'm going to do as a candidate, does it, has the impact on the economy, for instance, it's already having that continues, and rippling through government, that's a force that will not stop. That will be the forgotten American party, is what that'll be. All right? And they know if that happens, they're done. They're done. So they're going to stop at absolutely nothing. I think the real important thing is that the forgotten Americans who supported Trump, who are behind Trump, have to remain vigilant because this is going to be a battle, folks. This is absolutely going to be a battle. David and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, I mean, to change the subject, you guys are questioning a sign on the side of the road about no trucks. Did you ever get that question answered?
I'm trying to remember. Now, tell me again where the sign was.
No trucks. The sign, there was a big question you guys had on the radio. It says no trucks. The guys didn't understand what it meant.
Where was it? Do you know?
It's 25,999 pounds is when that sign's posted, what that means. No trucks over that weight for commercial vehicles.
Oh, you're saying somebody called in and said, why is it say no trucks? And you're saying the answer is, it isn't no trucks, it's just no trucks above 26,000 pounds.
Yes, 25,999 pounds, unless otherwise posted.
So do you think if you were 26,000 even, you'd get a citation?
I would never doubt. I would never doubt the system. No, sir, I would not.
Well, good. You gave us the answer. I don't honestly remember the question, but nonetheless, I appreciate that very much because some folks do ask questions we don't know the answer to, and we try and track down an answer. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, David. Frank in Northwest Minnesota, what's on your mind? Frank, are you there? Todd, how about this? I'll be Scott. You be Frank. So, Frank, what's on your mind?
I want some Netflix soup. I'm a first-time caller. Can I have a MyPillow?
Are there any Shermans in Northwest Minnesota? I don't know if there are.
Shermans.
Shermans
from Russia.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any
Netflix. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what happened to Frank there. But
We lost Frank. We lost him. Peter in Minot has a question or comment, and Peter, we'll get to you. Getting a couple of road reports that it's slick in some parts of northwest North Dakota. That tracks with, of course, that weather system earlier this week, and it's not done yet. So if you have one of those, feel free to let us know. Texter says, Minot Kroll's has Nephla. That's awesome. Yeah, well, all the Kroll's do, and it's good, but I don't. Is it the best? I don't know. You got to answer that on What's On Your Mind today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West.
MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Mandan High School Auditorium at 7:30 Sunday, December 2nd. Tickets for our all-new show are available at all Dan's supermarket locations and Medora.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you aboard today on the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. We're having some fun on a Friday. We've got a lot of good suggestions on the best Nephila soup in North Dakota. We have a lot of good suggestions on the best burger in North Dakota. And we're finding out what's on the minds of our fine listeners today, including a little conversation about the Robert Mueller investigation and how you capsulize it, how you put it in. What is it all about? What's going on? What is happening here? Just to boil down everything you've known to this point and tell us a little bit about what exactly you think is happening. You can do that by calling us at 258-0550. That's 258-0550, local telephone number. There also is a way for you to call us Toll free, that's 800-228-0550. That one's good, too. And in addition to that, we have texting available to you. Yes, to Todd. These are 701 numbers, 226-8503, 226-8503, or to me at 367-2054, 367-2054. Okay? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Schweitzer's. You know, the folks at Schweitzer's proudly sell North Dakota raised beef. Now, this is dry aged, which is, an art form. Corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. They process it at their butcher shop. It's sold through their outlet store in Bismarck. Stop by, check out the homemade assorted country-style sausages, burger, all cuts of beef, pork, and more. And right now, What's On Your Mind listeners get a 10% discount when you stop in because it's sausage eating time. Come in and get homemade country-style ring sausage, original garlic, jalapeno cheddar, homemade summer sausage, and tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind, you get 10% off. Now, where are they? 625 South Washington. Right next to Runnings, that little strip mall. In front of Dan's Supermarket there. That should work for you. Open till 6 tonight. 9 to 1 tomorrow. 625 South Washington, Bismarck. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Tell them Scott sent ya. All right, let's get back to the phones and find out what's on your mind here. We're going to chat next with... Who did we... Was it Frank? Okay, Frank's there now. Yeah, we almost had Todd fill in for you, Frank, but you're back now.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, a Northwest Minnesota caller. What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, I was looking about Mahler, and they said they spent $30 million. How much wall would that build? A couple miles out.
Yeah, probably. What did I hear now? Out of the $5 billion, I think that builds 200 and some miles. So you'd have to do the math on it.
They showed all the people on the Mexican border that are homeless. What about in all our big cities? We have a lot of homeless people, and we don't care about them, I guess. And some of them are veterans.
I agree. I mean, is it racist to say that we have people hungry here, we have people homeless here, we have people in need of help in the United States of America, and before we throw open the doors to our borders and say, come on in because we want to help you too, now we're doing a disservice to people who are Americans? And is that racist, what I just said there, Frank?
No, they call that selfish, but we have to take care of our own, too. I mean, in the old days, the churches did it, but they're chasing our churches away, so now our government's got to do it. Thank you.
You can't go yet, Frank, because we need to know if there is such a thing as Nephilim soup in Northwest Minnesota.
You betcha.
Well, there is, huh?
Yep, there's Nephilim soup. There's restaurant service.
Okay, good.
You know, there's nothing better than a good old bean soup.
You like a bean soup, huh? You know, we got to do that one day too. We got to do just the best soup overall. I'm just so in love with Nephila, I can't sign on to anything else being worthy.
No, take that ham bone after Thanksgiving and make a good bean soup and stay to yourself for a few days. But it's really good.
Stay to yourself for a few days. All right, Frank. Thank you. I've had ham and bean soup before. I do like it. It's good stuff. All right, Peter in Minot. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Good morning. Actually, I think borscht is the best soup, but I digress. this is what's on my mind. You know, you, I'm Canadian, and you Americans are talking about this coup. Well, you know, a coup is an accomplished fact, and I think what you got going on is an insurrection. And, you know, this insurrection's been going on for a long, long time. I would say it's been going back since right after you signed your... in 1792, you know, when you got independence from Britain, it started way back then.
You know, Ronald Reagan warned us that freedom was never more than one generation away from extinction.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, and he's right. It's anytime you stand up for freedom, people are going to attack you, you know. And, you know, so I just think, you know, a more precise, you got to know your enemy, identify your enemy. And I think, you know, what they're doing is they have a insurrection, you know, like what's going on in Mueller, the classic example of undermining the tearing the fabric of society apart and, you know, losing confidence in the justice system and the whole process, due process and everything. You know, people are going out saying there's a two-tier justice system in your country, and, you know, right now it looks like they're right, you know.
Exactly. Appreciate the call and good insight.
You're
thank you.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.